Hi guys, welcome back to Poetry Reads. Today is the second episode and I'm so glad to have you all back with me again. Today I'm going to be reading you some poetry from one of my favorite poets, Edgar Allan Poe. I'm pretty sure all of you have heard of him, but let me tell you a little bit about him before we go into his poem. So Edgar Allan Poe was an American writer, poet, editor, and literary critic. He's best known for his poetry and short stories, particularly his tales of mystery and macabre. As you guessed, his poetry is very dark, and I think it kind of reflects the troubled, dark lifestyle that he actually probably lived in his time. He died at the young age of 40, and the cause of his death is unknown, but there's been a lot of speculation around that and various reasons, from alcoholism to suicide to drug abuse and you know, many other crazy dark things. Apart from all of that, though, he was a brilliant author and poet. And strangely, I chose one of his poems that are not based on his dark themes, but it's a very fresh poem and it's called To the River. As you're going to see, the poem is very sweet, very gentle, very fresh, and it has a lot of light in it, unlike some of the other poetry that he's written. So I hope you enjoy it. Here's To the River by Edgar Allan Poe. Enjoy. Fair river, in thy bright clear flow of crystal wandering water, thou art an emblem of the glow of beauty, the unhidden heart, the playful matsiness of art in old Alberto's daughter. But when within thy wave she looks, which glistens then and trembles, why then the prettiest of brooks her worshipper resembles? For in his heart, as in thy stream, her image deeply lies, his heart which trembles at the beam of her soul-searching eyes. There you go, guys. So what did you think of it? Isn't it sweet? It's quite different from some of the other poetry he's written, which is quite negative and, like I said before, macabre. But I do like this one because it shows a very softer side to him, which we rarely see. So I'm not sure if this poetry was based on fact or fiction, if there was an Alberto's daughter that was so pretty as the river. But it's a lovely poem from Edgar Allan Poe. So thank you very much for listening to the poetry as much as I enjoyed reading it for you. And I hope to see you again next week on Poetry Reads. Till then, do take care, stay safe, stay blessed, and see you soon. Bye.